Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends? My name is Emily Lang. I'm an actress, writer, singer, codependent, returnee from rock bottom and a gratefully recovering addict. And this is the podcast where we aim to rid the shame, the highs and lows and deadly blows that ultimately led us to the lessons that we never knew we needed to learn but are so grateful that we did. So, this is one for all the people pleasers out there. Who is a people pleaser? Who likes to please people? I do. I have struggled with this for a very, very long time, but for a very long time, I didn't realize what I was doing. I didn't realize that I was struggling because it just felt like the natural thing to do and I didn't question it. I have always considered myself a very kind, very polite person. Sure, I've done some things that I'm not proud of, but nothing was ever done with malicious intent. I have always strived to make other people happy, even if that meant making myself incredibly unhappy in the process. And it may sound mad for some, but it's very difficult for a people pleaser to start setting boundaries, to start thinking of themselves, of their own sanity a little more, to start doing things that, heaven forbid, might upset someone else, but will mean their own morals and values are preserved. Because the idea of deliberately making another person feel uncomfortable or feel upset will cause the people pleaser to feel so incredibly uncomfortable in themselves in the situation that the idea of making that choice in the first place feels utterly ludicrous. The outcome doesn't make the choice and the self-preservation worth it. We find comfort in making others comfortable and happy, even if that means that we find ourselves unhappy or hurt or uncomfortable. People pleasers can sprout from anywhere, but I believe that my tendency to please others came from growing up in an environment where safety went hand in hand with trying to be small, making as little fuss and trouble as possible, doing whatever the current person in power wanted, making everyone else happy. It was a survival mechanism. Safety came with being easy and malleable and agreeable. Saying no or standing up for myself meant being thrown to the wolves and it just wasn't worth it. And I've taken this right with me into adulthood. I can't bear the idea of someone being upset with me. Just thinking about it makes me squirm. So I try to be endlessly perfect and easy. And this leads to extreme discomfort and is obviously completely unsustainable. I've discussed this before, but people pleasing is the fourth trauma response that follows fight, flight, and freeze. Often, it's referred to as fawn. It is a need to seek safety by melding and melting into the needs and wishes of others. Basically, the human equivalent of a dog lying on their back and showing their tummy, making themselves as unthreatening as possible to avoid conflict. I'm not a threat. Please don't fight me. Look at me yield. I am not here to cause trouble. Please, what can I do to make your life easier and better and help you feel safe? I've been called a lot of things as a result of this behavior. Pushover and pathetic being the real high flyers. And I used to get very angry at myself for this kind of doormat mentality I had before I recognized it for what it is, which is a trauma response and not just a desperate flaw and weakness. People pleasing and being a highly sensitive person often go hand in hand. If you are an HSP, a highly sensitive person, and I am, by the way, it is more than likely that you will have extremely high people pleasing tendency, making you an HSPP, highly sensitive people pleaser. And this is exhausting for a lot of reasons. One being that as an HSP, you are acutely aware of everyone else's emotions and will sense a slight change in energy or tone as quickly as Edward Cullen smells blood from 100 miles away. And being hyper aware and so keen to make everything okay and easy and stay in the good graces of others will overcompensate in the situation, which can cause people to feel incredibly uncomfortable, which of course is the direct opposite of what we're trying to achieve. And sensing how uncomfortable they are will amp it up, probably making things even worse. And it goes in this spiral until it ends with the people pleaser probably being told to fuck off, which is the ultimate rejection, and will send the HSP into a painful rejection spiral during which we can think of little to nothing else. And it is incredibly draining, especially when we feel that we have bent over backwards trying to make everything as smooth and easy as possible. Usually done with great personal sacrifice, to then only be rewarded with a fuck off and a fresh ice bucket of anxiety, which is an HSPP's worst nightmare. I think of being a people pleaser a little bit like wearing an invisibility cloak. We're doing our utmost to be as unthreatening as we can, take up the least amount of room. Thing is though, we still exist, we're still tangible, and while we're trying to be as small as possible, we're hiding, and under the invisibility cloak, people are gonna unknowingly bump into us and be fucking irritated by it. Because we should have been taking up the room we're allowed already and not letting people walk into us and trip up on our baggage. Because that's only gonna piss them off. And it's gonna lead to them not trusting us. Because under the invisibility cloak, who the fuck knows where we're hiding? Being a people pleaser is like acting as a passenger on someone else's train without contributing anything. And it becomes exhausting for everyone involved. And the average person will be incredibly uncomfortable around anyone who seemingly has no needs or wants of their own, because that's fundamentally what makes us human. And please, as I'm saying this, don't beat yourself up or feel stupid if you recognize any of this behavior in yourself, because I've been doing it for the last 25 years. You probably possess some really beautiful qualities as a people pleaser. Kindness, thoughtfulness, and being incredibly caring, just to name a few, really, really empathetic. It may be that you know exactly what it's like to be forgotten or neglected, and so you do everything in your power to make sure that other people never have to feel that way. It's like that Robin Williams quote, "I think the saddest people are always trying their hardest to make other people happy because they know exactly what it's like to feel absolutely worthless, and they don't want anyone else to feel like that." Like I said, people pleasing is a trauma response. There is so much beauty in thinking of others, but it may be that you've forgotten to think of yourself in the process. And if we continue to give everything in our tank to other people, we're going to run out for ourselves and for everyone else. There are ways to battle this. Start by remembering that your thoughts and opinions and needs are just as valid as everybody else's. And if someone gets a little disgruntled or is irritated by your boundaries, that's much more of their problem than it is yours. And another person being pissed off at you or not liking you is not the end of the world, as much as it feels like it is. Not everyone is for us, and we are not for everyone. Remember, having everyone would be impossible. We'd never get anything done. I'll talk to you soon.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.